The show tonight, Philly Shine Radio. I appreciate whoever don't report my page, but if I get my page reported, I'm cussing y'all out. Shout out to everybody tuning in on Philly Shine Radio. Definitely press the one to join me and my girl Stormy, Miss Exclusive. Welcome back, baby.
Oh, hey, baby.
Oh,
hey. I've missed
I'm
you.
Good. I miss you, too. Look at you. You're so sweet. After 11 o'clock, you just get extra sweet. Welcome back. I'm sorry we missed Truth or Dare Tuesday, but we will be back for Truth or Dare Tuesday starting next week. I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to start it at my boys, Keeks Lounge in West Philly, so we can have some fun. Because you already know, once I'm drunk, it really goes down. But I really don't need liquor to turn up. Do I? Look at my Instagram page. Please don't report me. Did you see the video?
Oh, I seen the video.
Shorty got him gripped up. Shorty
Man,
got the
can
blood.
I say doing the most, though? I'm talking about the new definition for doing the most.
Listen, the boy was squatting like I never squatted before in my life. Okay?
Never, never, never.
First of all, he was getting his eagle on her face. Get your eagle on, spread your legs. Drop down and get your eagle on, spread your legs. But now I'm going to talk about a couple of different things tonight, mostly just to catch up. My girl Stormy, Miss Exclusive. Should we call her Miss Exclusive tonight? Yeah. Tonight, I'm just calling you Miss Exclusive because she's been doing some really exclusive things down in Georgia, Atlanta area, Columbus area, the way your thing represented. I've been working hard on my damn self. And
I know. I see booty and the beating going in.
Yeah. So, you know, tomorrow night, Booty and the Beat will bring back our winners from the last month's Tuesday competition to show off. And, of course, y'all already know all July, we've been all June and July, we've been fucking with Wednesdays in the main room. We're having so much fun. I can't wait. We're going to have my boy Mo Beats live July 1st. So I'm looking forward to bringing him to the city. We're going to have some fun and, you know, getting him drunk and all of that other stuff. I had him calling tonight, live tonight.
Yeah.
Big old
speaking
tall
of
Mo, he's going to
be in my city. Yeah, speaking of Mo, he's going to be in my city on the 10th, July 10th.
That's how he worked. I could tell you got a thing, folks. I love it.
Make sure
Mo,
I was uncomfortable that night.
Right? Yeah, Mo's going to be calling in tonight. Shout out to everybody that's joining on the show. Definitely want to join in live. Just press the number one. We will connect you live to everybody. Shout out to everybody. I see you on the line, 803-404-215-267-213. So we got them all over the country. On a building, that's just the first five I saw. Definitely press one. Join in with your girl, Inspire and Stormy, Miss Exclusive. You want to press one? Oh, yes, I'm going to press 803. Press one. Wait a minute. Oops. Let me get it. All right, we got A03. Welcome
up
to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from in South Carolina?
It's Mo B.
Mo! Oh, I'm so hyped.
Welcome
back
up
to Philly Shine Radio.
What's good?
I'm chilling. You already know. We shout you out. So excited to have you coming to Philly July 1st. I know I was supposed to have been had you here, but I just want you to know, like, not only just Club Onyx, but a couple of clubs has definitely been showing love to all your music and really turning up for the joint with you and Trina, Breadwinner.
That's
working hard.
That's what it is.
I love it.
I'll be there on Wednesday.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
What time are you guys coming here? Because I wanted to know if I could get a little studio session and get you to get
you
some Philly
stuff.
You set it up,
I'm there. You tell me to be there early, I'll come early.
You going to come early? All right. That's what's up. Yeah, because definitely shout out to Lex. He's been handling your business. It's great to meet him. I see he's a good addition to this team, keeping you busy.
And one thing about him, I'm always busy.
That's definitely dope. And I know you got this new track out. What are you working on? Give us a little update.
I mean, you know, I'm still pushing Breadwinner and Money Problems, and I'm still on the first tape, but I got a lot of songs waiting. But you know, being a new artist, it's a grind. So being that I'm trying to break myself as an artist and break my music at the same time. So it's like I'm steady pushing the same music. I'm not trying to, you know, move too fast.
Smart. Very smart.
You definitely got to be smart. You're very intelligent, looking good. I've seen the video. I'm like, okay. I can tell you got a thing for a street nigga.
Yeah, you know, it's still working, man, you know. Trying to stay winning. That's all I'm trying to do.
That's what I want. Make sure you got everything set up for Wednesday. Can't wait to welcome you to Philly. To the tri-state area, let me say, because I'm fucking with Onyx, and fucking with Onyx is more than just Philly. So we're going to show love, that tri-state love to you, and get it popping.
And Mo, you know I'm ready for you to come down here to Columbus, so we definitely going to turn up. I'm going to have all the models in the building, and we're going to have a good night that night.
Say no more. I'm ready.
Say
July.
No more.
I've been waiting on July for the longest. I'm ready now.
Let's go. He got that
and
strip club anthem.
Shout out DJ 00G, because he is hooking him up with an interview. So we are getting him on air and doing an interview with him. Kind of bring him out more to this market, you know, so everybody can learn who he is. We got his music playing already in rotation, but, you know, we're trying to get them more familiar.
That's dope. And also, I got my Chi-Town boss in the building. Lance, I seen you in Philly doing your thing. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. JoJo Capone, what's good?
What up, dope?
Chilling, working hard. You already know I got my girl Stormy, Miss Exclusive.
Hello.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Not much. I'm on the road here in L.A. right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What you doing, a BET weekend?
Yeah.
All right. Definitely shout out to my global gangsters doing their thing. Shout out to JoJo Capone. What you guys
been
working on? Y'all in
the
car,
Neil? No, we on a tour bus. Rich Gang. We got I think they're gonna do Birdman's like Lifetime Achievement Award this Sunday, so they're gonna announce
that.
Oh
wow, that's dope.
And we're gonna do a big called Mogul. Something mogul for BET, so they're gonna give us a green light to start putting shows up on BET. So,
oh,
you better call
your girl. I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you already know.
Just
oh, congratulations.
I was doing something with OJ the Juice Man in Atlanta. We knocking out a mixtape. So just working. That's all. Whoever I'm rocking with, just knocking stuff out.
That's dope. We gotta meet up again. I'm trying to catch up with you. Maybe the second week of July before my birthday. We gotta do something.
Yeah, we're gonna do the mansion housewarming down in Miami for the 4th. And I think I gotta leave the country. I leave the country on the 7th. So the 12th or 14th. When I come
I could come. Maybe I could come down to Miami for the 4th. Yeah,
it's your birthday time.
Well, yeah, no, my birthday July 27th, in the middle of July, or the end of July, whatever.
Oh yeah, I'll be out the country on your birthday. I think I leave on the 23rd.
Okay, darling. Yeah, I'm gonna get with you before then. All right, yeah, I'm gonna get with you before you leave. Definitely. Thanks for calling in the show and showing some love or whatever. You guys fucking with Mo Beats. Y'all gotta fuck with that breadwinner track. I'm gonna make sure I send it to you if you don't have it.
All right, keep me posted.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in. I look forward to seeing you partying it up in LA this weekend.
Yeah, we gonna turn up.
That's what's up. Shout out to Rich Gang in the building, JoJo Capone, Cash Money, Young Thug, Birdman, all y'all. Big up. Shout out to everybody joining on Philly Shine Radio tonight. We are having so much fun, for real, just all focus on tomorrow night, Booty and the Beat Club out in Philly. We want some fun. And, of course, Wednesday night, July 1st, we're going to have my boy who's on the line there, Mo Beats, in the building, doing his thing. Bringing that mastermind breadwinner into the building. We have a couple people on the line. I'm going to take a couple more callers before I talk to Miss Exclusive about what she's been up to. Definitely press 1. I will open up your line and we can show off and show love. 267-595. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Vinci.
Hey, boo.
This is
Vinci. Sexy ass all on Instagram. I saw you.
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm at the Gold Room for Industry Thursdays. I'm kind of early, so right now, like, me and my girl's kind of, like, really literally sitting in the bathroom, drunk, waiting for the shit to start popping. But, you know, we got here kind of early, but, you know, they got a flight to catch, so, you know, we had to make sure we came out and get these drinks going. How you been, Fire?
I've been awesome. I actually heard a track that you did with my boy Jay Gibb.
Yeah,
I really like that. I wish instead of you battling him, you would have went in and did your thing. Like, I know you could have, but for the most part, you did a good job.
You think I battled him? Hello? Damn, hello? Hello. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just wanted to give a little controversy to the track. Like, I felt like if I went in and I did something sexy, the song was already sexy, you know. So I kind of did sexy, but it's kind of like in your face because he came in real heavy. So I wanted to mention, and we talked about that in the studio. It was funny how he was like, I heard your verse, and I was like, oh, shit, she done went left. Like, I wasn't expecting that, and that's what I usually like to do. I like to give that shock factor when I'm sitting, so. Yeah.
Oh, wow. at the end of the day, I like how you are always individual, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it would have made the song better if you would have just been on some turn-up shit with them because of the hook. But I do like what you did always.
Thank you, Fire. I know you've been, you know, rocking with me for a minute now and checking me out. We're supposed to have a few meetings in person, but it ain't happened. But it's cool.
Nolan, I can still support you while you're in Atlanta. I don't know if you're familiar with my co-host, Stormy Miss Exclusive, but she has exclusive models right out of Columbus, Georgia, and she's doing her thing. You know, that's like 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. So I'm going to make sure I get with you.
Yeah, we're in
Atlanta.
A lot. We do a lot of events with Happy Juice and with Treasure Marketing and Tampa Mystique and all them. They're real good. So anytime if y'all ever want to get down, just hit me up. I always need more models for a lot of events.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, my booth here is oh so sexy and thick. It's thickness.
Oh, my God.
You know I love that, Honest. You know I love that.
Yes, my Stormy is thick as thickness too. Goodness gracious. I'm gonna text you my email address because I want you to send me some of your music. I would like to see what you're working on and do your thing at the Industry Thursdays down in Atlanta.
Thank you, and shout out to everybody listening right now. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Tynera Da Vinci. You know, hashtag the bartender, always delivering those bars. And right now I'm in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta, you need a feature or anything, make sure to hit me up. I'm open for anything. And Fire, again, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Give out your contact information or your email or just, like, spell out your Instagram.
Everything
so
is Tynera Da Vinci.
It
yeah, it's my first name, Tynera. T as in Tom. Y-N-E-A-R-A. Da Vinci, like the artist, D-A-V-I-N-C-I. Everything is Tynera Da Vinci. My Gmail account, you know, you can get in contact with me. And I always answer to everybody. So, yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, she's always professional, always beautiful. I fucks with you so heavy. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, baby.
All right, love. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Have a good night. Get fucked up. Six shots.
I like her. She said, "Damn,
I love her.
In Atlanta. Turn it
I love
up.
Her. I
oh
need
my
to
goodness. Yo, you would love Tynera. Love her. Like, I'm so sincere.
Oh, it sounds like it.
I'm so sincere. Here, my people did tell me that she left Philly and she's down in Atlanta doing her thing. So, everybody, please support my baby girl doing her thing. Shout out to everybody joining on the call. Definitely press 1. We're all about interacting and having fun. But I got a few questions for my co-host who's also doing her thing down in Atlanta. And, Stormy, I'm going to make sure I give you Tynera's number so that you guys can be able to connect. Because not only is she a rapper, but she's also a gorgeous, sexy, you know what I mean, woman. So you can always be that exclusive team, right?
Definitely.
Shout out to the exclusive team. Wait a minute. Let's check out War Philly in the building. 215-586. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name are you calling from?
You already know. It's showtime, baby. Dom Shiz in the building.
What's good, Dom? How are you?
You know, I'm over here at Treasure Nightclub. I'm about to perform in like another 10, 15 minutes, but I figure I'll hit you up before I go on stage.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely shout out to you, Dom Shiz. Make sure you say hi to my co-host, Stormy.
Hello.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, boo. How you doing?
Well, you know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I just had a baby girl, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Beautiful baby, you know. Now I'm back
congratulations.
On my day. Everybody cool, family cool. You know, she got enough milk and pampers and wipes, so a nigga be out. My head's on my grizzly, you know, so I can bring back to the table, as always.
Okay. I know that's definitely right. But shout out what you got going on, and definitely share your Instagram or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, right now I'm at Treasure Nightclub. If anybody on here in Germantown area, Philly area, or just, you know, shout me out. I mean, I'm here from 9 to what, 2? So, you know, Instagram Dom Shiz 215, Facebook Dom Shiz, everything Dom Shiz, Buku videos on YouTube, Buku photos, model, dancer, rapper, actor. You know, some people say I could be a comedian, but, you know, goddamn.
Do it all.
No, I'll be on my crazy, though. Apparel, Showtime Apparel, about to have some crazy shirts. I'm going to need you to get on some flicks with a shirt or two, too. You know, both
well,
of y'all.
Well, you already know Philly Shine Radio from Philly 2 to A. You know what I mean? We showing that love. My girl Stormy will definitely put that on and do the split. So, get real
I got plenty of models that would love to dance to it.
Philly support Philly, man.
Mhm. That's what's up. But definitely, thanks so much for joining on the show tonight. I would love to see you come through tomorrow at Club Onyx Philly.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm working on that. You know, like I said, I just had the baby. Yeah, so baby, big girl, and you know. I'm just taking time out to make sure she see my face every morning and every night and who I am, you know, and then I can get back to that scenery.
Okay, well, she ain't gonna remember you too much now. She young, so don't be all. I'm just saying.
I think I'm just too high because it's my first.
But
no,
but seriously, the most important years of a child's life is between 2 and 5 years old. Is so important. 2 years and 5 years old, so important. So important. You would not even know. I was blessed enough, I didn't start working until my son was 4 years old. So me and him was together every day till he was 4 years
right.
old. But I know what you mean.
Right.
But the 2 to 5 is so important because you want your baby to just be close to you and the best baby ever. So just
right.
a little mom though on Philly Shine Radio. Now I'm back to talking about my Instagram post. Please, guys, don't report me. Shout out to everybody talking shit on my Instagram page. I am not the girl in the video because my homie, listen, he goes up with stuff. You not damn freaky, as you honest? No, I'm not.
It is kind of like, you know, a light skin girl and a chocolate girl in there. You feel me?
Listen, this one guy, he just telling me, I don't know. I'm about to delete the comment my damn self because I think I'm turning on one of my followers. I'm not going to say his name, but he like, you like that pussy eating real good and wet, though. I'm like, oh, we not talking about pussy eating on the joy, but okay. See, why I'm not posting like that? It's just people come out the woodworks and all types of stuff. But
I did want to,
you know, actually bring it back from all of what I was talking about and show some love to my co-host, Miss Exclusive. We're going to show some love to Miss Exclusive, the businesswoman, the philanthropist, the entrepreneur. Businesswoman,
yes,
entrepreneur,
baby.
Same thing, right? All right. But still, I heard you was, you know, eating with the big dogs tonight.
Yes, I was very honored tonight to join the mayor along with some of the city's elite, the circuit court judge, some pastors, some other city manager and other people. We had a nice VIP reception for the mayor tonight, and I'm looking forward to the mayor's ball this Saturday. But I got to really discuss a lot of good things for upcoming projects to help the youth in the city and the homeless.
Wow. So what's the next step tonight? You were networking. Like, what are you doing next?
Tonight I was networking with the mayor and the judges, and tomorrow I will actually be joining Party Hardy in Atlanta for a Hip Hop Weekly radio show, and I will be a guest on their radio show tomorrow night. Shout out to Hip Hop Weekly magazine.
That's good.
And then back to the mayor on Saturday again.
Hey.
But no, I'm really excited. I got to discuss some stuff for the youth, and basically the judge, he handles some juvenile cases along with murder trials, everything. But I got to talk over some with him about some upcoming projects and possibly a youth charity center that we're talking about opening for the kids, and just seeing basically if we can have similar to a Big Brother, Big Sister in this area, because we don't have it in this specific county. So trying just to do some youth mentoring along with doing projects to help the homeless.
That's decent. Because you already feed the homeless.
I feed the homeless. Me and the girls, we feed the homeless once a month, kind of like the Pretty Girls Give Back thing. That the exclusive models do. Not only do we feed them, though, we have clothing drives, shoe drives, coat drives. We have everything from, we collect hygiene items, provide them with the men with shave kits and toothpaste, deodorant, soap, conditioner, shampoo, any and everything hygiene. You know, we also cover that as well, handing out items. This last time we gave out bug spray because the bugs are so bad. A lot of them sleep by the river and get ate up real bad by mosquitoes. So it's just our way to give back, because it's not all about modeling and getting to go to these hot events or be around these, you know, hot artists and working
right.
with all this. You know, it's about giving back and using some of your power of voice to be able to help the community as well.
Yeah, because if you're not really paying attention to where you from, like, you're just taken away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And my whole thing is, you know, be proactive, not, you know, destructive with it. And you know, it one person can help change, because even if I can feed 50 homeless people for that one Saturday, you know, I don't mind. I'll get up and I cook all day just to make up 50 plates, just to see what, you know, and they'll be gone. They're gone and 15-20 minutes, and I'm sitting here like, you know, is that even enough? But, you know, if enough people would take initiative to do it, then, you know, be just more,
right.
like I said, productive instead of destructive toward the community.
Right, definitely. You gotta give something big, because people don't really have nothing, and I say they don't have nothing because it is stuff out there, and I feel like if people were to pay attention to different resources or whatever, but just like any other person, and I go through it myself, I'm a naturally lazy person. I'm naturally lazy. Like, mm-hmm. All I could do is just lay on my butt and eat while I'm on my butt, and then get up just to take a you know what I mean, and just
mm-hmm.
sleep, and then, you know what I mean, that's what I would do. So for me, I already know it takes a lot of motivation and, you know, a drive. I do have
mm-hmm.
a drive as well to get out of bed and do certain things, but there are certain people and services and resources available for, you know what I mean, people who just really don't have nothing. And
yeah.
I hope you guys are listening. I hope you guys shared information to other people, and just really, like, do better. It's so many things that you can accomplish just by really, you know, putting forth that effort. And fight with that lazy person inside of you the same way I do. I fucked my lazy person up. I'm like, look, bitch, you not sitting on your ass today. We got to get stuff going, because if not, all you're going to have is nothing. It's gonna be later, yeah. After a while, they get bored. You know, I've gotten bored with it. I'm 31 years old. I've been got bored with being lazy a long, long time ago. Even though I still want to do it, I've been got bored with being lazy. I'm like, all right, there's nothing else to do, right? So stay productive. You know, check out different resources. Ask the questions. If you just ask, you'll be able to find out so much. You know what I mean? You never know what a person like Stormy is doing, what a person like me is doing, or even a person sitting next to you. So if you need the help, definitely ask for it and find out what's going on. And shout out to everybody who are going beyond and above the regular day-to-day to be able to support a person who doesn't have anything or a person in need.
Yeah, and a lot of these people, they, you know, I mean, each of them have their own story. I actually sit and will talk to them, and they'll ask to take pictures with me, I mean, and I'll take pictures with them, and, I mean, they'll introduce me to their spouses and, you know, however, and, I mean, some of them, you know, really fell on hard times, lost their job, their mortgages were too high. I mean, they lost their kids, ended up going to foster care, and now everything they own is in a buggy on the street, you know. And for them, it's like you never know. Tomorrow you could, your whole life could change. So everything's a blessing from God. So for me, you know, I treat them, you know, with the utmost respect, call them ma'am, sir, you know. And to them, a lot of them I have seen change, though, is what I'm saying. They literally, once they get cleaned up, if they get fresh clothes, a lot of them feel better about themselves. And once you give that confidence back to someone, a lot of them have more confidence to be able to go out and do something for themselves more.
Shout out to everybody who takes time to, you know, do more for yourself. Like I said, you gotta fight with that lazy person inside of you.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody checking out the show. We got a private caller on the line. Shout out to you, private caller. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's G5 calling from Philly.
Oh, we call private. I'm done. Shout out to my bro, G5. Make sure you say hi to Stormy.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Listen.
You ain't 31, honest. You look way too young. Cut it out.
I'm about to
tell again.
She's like, yo, she's sitting here lying. She like 22 years old. Telling people you 31, you trying to ride with the old heads. Don't be so fast, young buck.
83, the best year, baby. That's my lucky number.
Right.
It's good because I'm fortunate. Black don't crack. You know what I mean? I see a lot of the older women in my family still looking voluptuous and everything sitting up and tight. Salute to all you, my G's in the family. I got something to look forward to.
You must ain't see your Instagram because you're very voluptuous.
Yeah, I am. That's what I'm saying. I'm in good company. All the women in my family, my older women in my family, we all are still sitting up, titties tight, booties tight. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I got to stop talking like that for the people who think this is a personal call.
Oh. Well, listen, not so much that this was tonight's topic, but I don't know if you see my post I put on Instagram with the girl eating the groceries off the bowl.
Yeah, I seen that.
Okay. I'm like, would you squat in a girl's face like that? It's like, no, I know you wouldn't. I'm just saying.
Nah, you know I ain't about that life.
Ain't nobody about that. I was about that life. I mean, I saw it on Pornhub, so I feel like, you know, people on Pornhub are more explorative. They're explorative.
Yo,
call them that.
How about I got invited out via Facebook to see what's this, Magic Mike Part 2? Is that
okay?
What it is? Is that the name of the movie, Magic Mike? That's the joint about the male strippers, right?
Right. Yes.
All right. This you saying Pornhub made me think about this because a lot of guys who was on there, and she was like, "Which one of my FB friends is going to come out to see Magic Mike 2 with me? My treat." So a lot of guys is like, "No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. No, Magic Mike. No, anything but Magic Mike. Ah." I'm like, I'll go with you because lesson number one, I'm gonna probably learn some tricks from the movie because females dig a guy who can dance and be good
right.
at it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's a lot of hot and bothered nude women up in that movie as well as hot and bothered women in the theater.
Right.
These guys can look at a porn movie and see a guy's work all up in the female, beating up a female's work, but you can't look at a male stripper and not be, you know, knowing that you're straight. If you're straight, it's not a problem with looking at a movie. It's a movie. What the hell?
But you know what? Certain men, and then it's just like, it's just, what they call it? They're not secure in their manhood enough to even, you know, have a gay co-worker. You know what I mean? Let alone see a sexy man with his muscles and being all oiled on a motion picture screen, like,
see,
I don't know.
You just got to know that you're sexy.
Say
you
that.
You got to know that you're sexy. I know I'm sexy, so I ain't got a problem. If we going back to go see a remake of Monsters Ball and Halle Berry get back up on that screen, and I'm with you, honest, I know that you bad as shit. So I'm not really paying no attention.
I'm gonna watch Halle Berry get sticks down. I ain't jealous of her. She older than me. But she look good, see? That's a form,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all see? You get 40, you still look good. Black women, shout out to them. Shout out to all women looking good. You know what I'm saying? I can't be.
Right.
I'm not racist. You know what I mean? I see beauty in all races. So I definitely can't, you know, discriminate. And shout out to my girl Stormy looking good. I know you got some women in your family looking good.
Yeah, I got them all shaved looking good, baby.
Stacked up. Yeah, it's all about living right. You know what I mean? If you living right, you looking right. Can I get somebody to agree with that? I'm saying.
Yes, baby.
What's your Instagram, Stormy?
It's at Stormy_MysticExclusive.
I'm about to check your page out.
Come on,
take me out, boo. No, be careful and get ready to see.
Take
the one
me
of the
out,
most
whoa,
sexiest women.
Wait
the one
minute.
Of the
Somebody
most sexiest women
careful.
On the East Coast, huh?
Who just told me to be careful?
I did. I just told you. I'm listening.
Oh,
get ready for the visualization of my girl, Stormy, Mrs. Scooter. Now, Miss is with MZ. You gotta be specific.
Oh, yeah,
Miss,
that's right.
Miss Exclusive.
Stormy with an E _MZ Exclusive.
Yeah. Stormy with an E _MZ Exclusive. Yes. She got a whole little rhyme for y'all. Shout out to everybody. All right,
I'm about to check it out.
Definitely, thanks for tuning in. And I did want to ask Stormy, because I was looking at your page and I noticed that it's private. Who you hiding from and where they at so I can beat them up? Oh, no. Let's have this conversation later. We'll have this conversation later.
Just family.
Oh, okay. Stormy like, oh, me and all. Y'all can't see this. Daddy, what are you going to do when you on the billboards, though? You can't hide. You can't
you
come
know
in
what?
A private
my mother already learned to Google me, and that's the worst. She already was going on social media trying to find me on all of them, Facebook, Instagram.
Wait a minute. Now,
she just started Googling me.
Y'all see how I'm calling her Stormy, right? That's actually her real name, though.
Yes,
so if you hide, why are you using your real name? You're not hiding that well. Like,
you said, You said S T O R what?
S T O R M E underscore M Z. It should come up right there once you put the M Z after the underscore. Only Stormy and then Hourglass.
Right, Stormy M Z exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stormy underscore M Z exclusive, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm on it. Oh yeah, that's, yeah. You locked down. You locked down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got a. Shout out to
Pisces,
everybody
Pisces
checking
in
on
the
show.
Building.
Definitely press one for all the callers tuning in. I see you 267. I see you 404. I see you 732. Everybody showing love. Definitely press one. I will open up your mic. See what's up with you and check you out. Make sure you're in the
Pisces
building tomorrow.
Okay.
G5 Give. Tomorrow, we at Club Out in Philly.
At Friday?
Friday. Yeah.
I'm out of the city tomorrow, sweetie.
Oh, what about Wednesday, July 1st?
Taking flight is definitely taking flight.
All right, that's what's up. Well, then we'll try to get you in the building for that. I'm gonna text you because I still want to.
You know it.
Show you some love down at Club Onyx Philly. It's been a long time coming, but I know you got that music for them strippers. For the scrappers.
No doubt.
Shout out to you. Definitely thank you so much for joining on the show tonight. We have another call I'm going to bring in on the line. 267-490. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I was 7th Street.
Chops, what's good, bro?
Hey, Honest. You know, I had to come to say what's up, see how everything's going.
Happy Father's Day. I didn't have your number to text you.
Thank you. This a new number, man. I've been on some new phone, new number shit.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I definitely hear that.
How you doing?
Awesome.
How,
of course, make sure you say hi to Stormy.
Hello. Yeah, I was looking at Stormy and all that. Looking at her page. She followed me. Thank you.
You know this. I got you.
Yeah, thank you.
Anytime.
Shout out to Tops. I gotta get you to come back to Onyx when they're in the main room on Wednesday nights.
On Wednesday nights. I've been going back to the drawing board trying to make some music that people could dance to now, because you know I've been putting that paint on paper and all that other shit. So I'm trying to make some other music. I'm trying to cross over to where the grass is green. You know what I mean?
I like that. You are very talented. I've seen you approach with many different styles, from conscious, gangsta rap, as well as really lyrical. Give us some party music, because that's what music is about. You know, not only do people want to be inspired and they listen to stuff, but more than that, in the bigger market, is definitely party. Like, when the turn music real loud and shake.
I think I'm a fly young, so I think I could do it. I mean, I'm fly. I could do that shit that everybody be talking about. I really be living it, so why not do it?
You sure is. All right, that's what's up. Well, looking forward to premiering some of the music on Philly Shine Radio and the Club Onyx Philly.
Come down there. You should be down there on Tuesday, or you be down there on a different day?
Wednesdays, we're in the main room now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so come hit me up to get your slot to be on the main stage. I could definitely show you some love. You know I'm going to give you the, yeah, me. I'm going to look out for you, so hit me up.
I've been fucking with you for, like, at least 5 years. I remember I was thinking about you the other day. I'm like, damn, I've been fucking with Honest since she had the
back there on 42nd and Chester.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this to you. A lot of people, they work with me, and I love that I give them their first chance to perform, you know, play their music first and different stuff like that. But it's about the return work. You know, I do way more than that. You know what I'm saying? Ask me what else I could do for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I do look forward to, you know, working with artists more than just having them perform, because there's so many facets to the music industry. I'm going to promote the show that I did last Thursday with DJ Shine. Stormy, you weren't on the line, but we were able to give out some information about artists, because it's way more than just performing. You know what I'm saying? And then giving a person the opportunity to perform in a club like Club Onyx Philly, you could get paid from that through your BMI and your ASCAP. You know what I'm saying? But people don't even understand. Like, it's all about, you know, stepping up, doing that radio promo, doing royalty, you know, working with different DJs, working with different models. It's about continuing that exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Find the fireworks. Get that shit done.
Right. As an independent artist, I definitely got to stay in touch, because I ain't got the help, the outlet with the money backing people. I got to back myself with my own money. So,
right.
You know, grind is great. And then like me taking care of life, me just being a dad and all that, like, this shit be crazy. Like, I ain't one of them dads that just come by just to see their kid, pick them up. And then, like, all right, see you later, young. Like, I'm around 24/7 type shit. Like, that shit hard, huh? Like, a lot of niggas that's able out here doing it ain't full-time pops. I mean, they ain't full-time dads, man.
Well, I appreciate your story. And, yeah, you're supposed to be a full-time father. It's no real accolade for being a parent. You know what I mean? You just got to do that shit because it's a responsibility.
Right.
You also have responsibility to put out that good music, so looking forward to checking that out. Shout out to everybody checking in on the show. I'm about to going on the switchboard and check out. We got somebody on the 202-971. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ty, and I'm calling from D.C. Honest, I ran into you at Charlotte Russe about last year, like February, March sometime.
Ty, I remember you.
Shut up.
You were supposed to then be my co-host. Stop playing.
No, it's been a minute.
Stormy. Ty is so fly. Let me just say this. Ty is so fly. I couldn't even deny. All right? That's a whole round for you.
Oh, man. It's been a minute, though. Like, so, I mean, hey, like, I'm calling to support you, Honest. Like, you know, you've been popping for a little minute now. I seen you on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, I seen that post you put on there. Shit is wild or not?
Then I deleted it. I had to delete the post because I was scared people were going to report my page and I will do something crazy to somebody. Report my page. I know people from Instagram. Don't fuck your shit on me. I know niggas. Okay, don't report my page. But I had to delete. But wasn't that your wild? Did you see the boy squatting in her face?
Man, oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, was bouncing up and down. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, she was eating them groceries for real.
She was it.
Man, women wasn't a word.
Yeah, women wasn't a word. What is that over here? Yeah,
I definitely gotta get up there, Honest, so I can come, you know, be on your show for at least a day, you know, get out to the Philly fans, you know, shout out to Philly. I was living there, y'all. Me and my cousin got into some shit, and I had to come back down to DC. You know how But I'm going to be back on my way up there pretty soon, though. You know, D.C. was, Philly was love, yo. It was popping like shit. Like, I had fun like shit, real live.
Well, you know what? You in D.C., I'm saving your number or whatever.
Okay.
I want to do something down here. Maybe we could collaborate on that.
Okay.
You want it, Tom?
I'm with it. Just text me the info. Let me know. I'm always free, honest. I'm always trying to get my name out there. So that'd be a really, really good look. Collaborate on some shit, you know?
Well, yeah, even you don't, to be on Philly Sound Radio, you could be anywhere because my co-host is in Columbus, Georgia. I was going to say Columbus, Atlanta. I'm ignorant. Columbus, Georgia. Oh, please, Ty, say hi to Stormy, Miss Exclusive, my co-host.
Hello.
You follow her already?
What's going on? Hey, what's up? What's up,
hey.
Y'all?
Hey.
Definitely shout out to you, Ty. I'm gonna tag you in Stormy's page so that you can be able to follow.
Definitely.
Okay, follow most her. Definitely.
And I do follow back.
Okay, so just I'm always free, y'all. Hit me up whenever if y'all need any ideas, any topics to talk about on the radio show, anything. Reach out to me, grab my
look,
and I will.
I'm definitely going to do it.
Well, y'all, you go ahead, honest. You know, save my number. I love you so much, boo.
I love you, too. Shout out to you, Ty. Thank you for calling in. Ty so fly. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Y'all tall with all
he
this hair and stuff. Listen. He ain't got a chance to turn up with me. Like he said, he was going through some drama with his cousin, whatever. But you will get a chance because I do want to come to D.C. I ain't never been to D.C. I said it in my rep. I said it in my soul.
You come to D.C., honest, I'm going to show you how D.C. is popping. I'm telling you, I will show you how D.C. get down. Like, Philly showed me how Philly get down. I'm going to show you how D.C. get down.
All right, I'm with it. I'm with a good deal. Get right on the floor. Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground. That's how we do it in Philly. Get down on the ground. Shout out to Gilly the Kid. You get down on the ground in Philly. He was so sweet. Shout out to everybody who joined in on the show tonight and showed us some love. Me and my girl Stormy.
I love my honest.
I love my story. I love you so much. Remember, we got, is this Gav? Wait a minute. Let me see. Why is this private caller. Hello?
Yeah. This Gav.
Yeah,
he keep kicking me off.
Why you keep hanging up? Okay.
I don't hang up. It hangs up.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, keep on coming back for more.
I know
please
that's
stay
right.
Off for more. I'm trying to see what's up with everybody who's calling in, what you want, and welcome to the show. 267-979-693. I'm sorry. Welcome to Philly Sound Radio. Which thing are you calling from?
Calling from Philly.
What's your name?
Dallas.
Dallas, what's good?
What's good?
Shout out to Young Dallas back on Philly Sean Radio. Got him on the line. Hear me, please say hi to Young Dallas.
Hi.
What's up with y'all?
Chilling. You know, as usual, being sexy, having fun and stuff.
On the late night tip.
Yeah, of course. But I definitely got to shout out my boy, Young Dallas, PBI, representing Philly. Got that new track, Strippers. About to go crazy all over the country. We ready.
I don't think they're ready for it yet.
I think they're ready. Not only because I haven't seen anybody from Philly, as not only I won't even just say talented, but professional, sexy, energetic, and entertaining in a long time. So I think they are ready. I think people are waiting for this track stripper and all that you plan on doing. The shutdown of summer. Shout out to Young Dollars.
Yes, yes. Summertime is approaching.
Summer is approaching. I think, it's already the summer, Neil. It's already summer. First day of summer was June 21st, so we already hot in the summer. So it's just all about these next steps. And shout out to you, people. You got a crazy-ass team behind you. I have to talk to some of the people that you're working with. Definitely some to the moves that you're making. I'm going to show you some love. Can't wait to push out some music with you myself as well. You do have that distribution for your single still on the table, whatever. We're going to use another single because I see that Stripper is about to do his own little, you know, Stripper got his own legs and Gary get his own wings in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna work something out. I got another song, Bad Chick, that I'm actually recreating. I'm working on.
Mad to her feet. I like that. That's a bad chick. That's my shit, bad chick. I like that. I think that's the song that you sent me to put on. We're definitely releasing the Booty and the Beat mixtape. So we're doing that mixtape release party July 15th. So definitely want to show love to all our past performers, the winners, just to show you guys, not even you guys, show everybody the music that's coming out of Philadelphia representing from Booty and the Beat. So shout out to everybody that's supporting. And thank you for joining on the show.
Shout out to Booty and the Beat and Club Onyx for giving artists like myself an opportunity to showcase what we have. And we really appreciate that, speaking from myself and every other artist out there that's been a part of Booty and the Beat.
Yes, we love you. I like you. I'm just going to snitch just a little bit, but when Dallas get on stage with the strippers, he just gets mesmerized. Like, he'll stop laughing, but the beat is playing and his song is going. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's why he stops rapping to throw money on a stripper's vagina area. But he stops rapping, and the song is rapping for him. Then he go right back in. I love it. That's a bad nigga. So shout out to the niggas doing their thing at Booty and the Beat. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate that.
You know what I do when I'm on stage? I'm going to be back real soon. Very, very soon.
Real soon with a very, very special guest. It's all in the works, y'all. So we not gonna talk about it just yet, but it's all in the works. Real soon. Young Dollars, PBI, Club Onyx Philly with a very special, very known guest. So that's all we're gonna say for Neil. That's the move we make, and it's all about collaboration with you guys. Have any ideas, if you want to be a part of the show, make sure you hit me up, 215-200-7554. Holla at Stormy if you're in her area. Coming from the south, we're bringing them up here. It's whatever. Like, it's all about showing off, doing the entertainment thing. And thank you so much, Dallas, for calling in the show tonight. You said you would. I appreciate you kept your word.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. You know, I got you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a good night, sweetheart.
All right, you too. I love you.
Love you too. I love you more. Monday this Monday. He gonna be my man crush, so
I better
picture when he got his what you say?
I said I better see myself on there.
You will. I'm gonna use that picture with your shirt off and that hat and it's like black and white, little sepia, little I don't know what picture I'm gonna use. I know all your pictures, so it gonna go there. So shout out to Young Dollars. My MCM Monday, MCE, Man Crush Every Day. Big ups to you. Definitely thanks for joining us.
All right, I'm going to talk to y'all soon.
All right, peace. Say bye to Stormy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Yo, Dollars, that's my young buck. I ain't even going to I'm just saying, the love is real, and it's so good when you're able to support a person professionally. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
when you're
definitely
supporting a person professionally, it just goes so deep. It runs so deep, and the appreciation that I get from other artists, other DJs, other business owners, everybody. It just makes me so happy. I'm at a loss for words. I be wanting to cry. I feel like I'm getting married and having a baby at the same time. I did both. They're beautiful things. I ain't gonna hold you. You know, getting married, having a baby. Having a baby is the best. Like, I'm just saying. Well, shout out to my son. He's 17. It's 17 years ago, but I still remember this shit. But we got another caller. Is this you, Gav? 267-475.
Ah, don't throw it out there. Honestly, what's up?
Oh, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. Checking up on you.
I appreciate that. Say hi to my co-host, Stormy.
Hello.
Who are you co-host?
My co-host, Stormy.
Come on, Honest, don't do that to me. You treat me like a stranger. You been that long?
No, it's not been that long, but I just you got, don't just say hi to me on Philly's Town Radio. You gotta say hi.
Hi, Stormy. Nah, cause I said a scene though, and she just, you know what I mean? She just brushed over it. I don't get no love no more because I ain't been coming through before.
No. Don't even be like that. It's just a form of introduction. That's
nah, all. It ain't about nothing. Nah, I just got on. I just called. You know what I mean? So what y'all talking about tonight?
Tonight, really, I just wanted to check in with everybody. My girl Stormy has been doing a lot of different things in the Columbus, Atlanta area. I have the event tomorrow at Club Onyx Philly. I had a crazy post on my Instagram. We just catching up. I'm just catching up with everybody. Everybody's calling in, talking about their different endeavors and ventures. What have you been up to?
I'm back in the studio, you know, working, switching up the name. No more Fresh Boy on the scene now. Just doing the Sino Savant thing now. So just new projects. And I'm working with a couple R&B artists, some hip hop rock, a little bit of something different.
And like my boy has been Philly Shine Radio. I'm sure he got a tatted somewhere for the life of him. Like definitely one of my stars from Diamond Spotlight, my first showcase that I did, like, one of my superstars, one of Philly Shine Radio superstars. Definitely welcoming you to come back, and I'm looking forward to you doing a lot of things yourself.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You gotta come fuck with the studio, Heavy Music, down to Ernest Spring Garden. What studio are you recording out of?
I've been going to Jumbo Beats.
Where is that?
It's like it's a little bit outside of, I think it's outside of Ben Salem.
Okay, close to where you are.
Yeah, it's around my way. Good sound. I mean, there's a lot of Philly artists come through that. A lot of you know, good names slide through. Good sound. You know, that's all I worry about, the good sound and my connection with the engineers. You know, I like people that have input. You know what I mean? Like, I don't just like going in the spot and somebody, you know, just want to take your money and, you know.
Well, best believe, that is closer to you, but please believe Heavy Music Studios is all about that, make sure that not only are you representing your music, but the studio.
I'm open to all studios.
Yeah, because I feel what you're saying. It is certain studios that be like, oh, whatever.
You know, you want to be comfortable when you putting out that work, and especially when you're creative, you don't want to be in a studio where when you're not there, they're playing your music for everybody and all that. Because, like, my schedule has been hectic, so when I get in, I get in. Now I'm having more time to do what I want to do. And, you know, like, the time I spend on my projects and the creativity I put into it, I don't need nobody hearing my stuff before anything. And then the stuff come out later sounding like mine and all that. Like, nah, I ain't.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my goodness, right. Please. You know what? That's to be expected. That's why you got to make sure you got your BMI, your ass kicked, your shit copywritten, just to shut down certain things. But just hearing your voice and you talking, I see your face, your beautiful eyes. I can't wait to see you again, yo. I swear. Like, I definitely miss you, Cena.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the line, though, cause I wanted to check out the show, but, you know, I had to hit one. But, yeah, I'm going to check out the show.
Oh yeah, no doubt. We actually ready to shut it down in a few or whatever.
What time the show start?
It started at 11. I'm not doing it till 1 tonight. Right. We just running till 12:30.
All right, cool. I'm gonna check out the next one.
But yeah, then I got your number. I'm gonna make sure I text you the email that you sent me. Some music.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, keep me updated. I'll swing
it. So what's your Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. My Instagram private, though. I don't mess with certain people.
Are you on text me? You going to follow me or something? Like, you're not going to shout it out live? Like, I want to see pictures. Stormy, he has the beautifulest album ever.
I saw NOSVNT.
What is it?
It's SINOSVNT.
Okay. Gillionaires. Oh, who is that? Who's that in your picture?
Oh, that's me.
That's you as a little baby? Oh.
Yeah. A little scene out there.
Yeah, motherfucking ass. Yo, Stormy, these guys, yo, they just big and like a little, you know, put them on a doll baby. Like, they are just the best. Shout out to my boy, Cino, doing his thing from Mill Creek. Yeah, if you want to have a private, like, I understand people want to have private pages, like my co-host has a private page, but, excuse me, but the music is supposed to be easily accessible, you know what I mean? Why would you want some kind of
music? My music wasn't ready yet, so, like, everything I've been doing, you know, I've just been doing the family thing, everything been personal. You know, after a few situations before, I just, you know, fell back. But, you know, it's what I love to do. Now it's becoming fun again. I don't feel like business and anything. So, I'm back
to
doing
what I do. Give me a little history. What has been going on with you? And if you could kind of give, not only just inspiration to other people, but kind of like tell your story for what's been up with you for these past couple of years or whatever?
Past few years, it's just been family time. I mean, I've just been playing, like, the people I love closely. So it's just been, like, you know, like, more a personal journey for me. I mean, like, the music part is, like, I came into music with a lot of people that was close to me. So at that time, and all the people I came in with, like, none of me and them really, like, we don't really talk no more. And it's like a lot of things happen. Because before I had my solo project, I had a group thing going on. So
okay,
that thing broke
really?
Down. Then I had a solo thing going on. And then, you know, deals get on the table and the money started showing up. And then, you know, people just start doing crazy things. It's like, so I just, you know, like, I was never in it for the money.
Right.
I just, you know, I had to take a step back, gain focus again, and know what I'm in it for. I'm in it for the love, you know? So, now I got time.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta get people to want to love your music and support you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have those fundamentals, the fame and the money
like,
follows.
Like, everybody see what's popping, oh, this sound good on the radio or whatever. This person getting money for making this kind of song. Now everybody should sound the same. Like, even like
yeah.
you and the Philly artists, everybody on the same kind of beats, same kind of hook, same rhyme cadence and all that. And when you hear so much, you get pulled into it. So, you know, like, that's why I ventured off. I started doing the hip-hop rap thing. I mean, like, banging with some people that's doing something different. I mean, like, it's just, you know.
I want to hear
I'm
that.
Back, I'm back to the scene of stuff.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it. I want to check out all that shit.
Yeah, see, I can't
cause...
do that because it's like, you know, it's tied up with somebody else's project and they got some paperwork going on. So, but I could give you my stuff, the stuff
okay.
that I'm doing, just, you know.
At the end of the day, I can hear excuses. I don't have to publish them. You know what I'm saying? I just feel an air shit.
Oh, yeah. But when I give you something, I'll be wanting to play.
Right.
Like,
okay. I got you.
Yeah,
you already know. I got so much going on. I definitely would love for you to come out and check out Booty and the Beat at Club Onyx Philly, where we're giving artists a chance to win a performance slot with the next celebrity guest at Club Onyx, as well as other different prizes. It's all about, you know, getting that extra exposure, and why not have some ass and titty shaking to your music? You know, Stormy, that's...
Oh, yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah, so you... Oh, yeah, Wednesday, I got to get you to come through.
Nah, I bet. No, when you tell me something good, I come good. I don't stand you up.
No, you definitely don't. Shout out to your little son, too. How old is he now? I can't tell you, like, remember Waka Flocka's old Let's Do It or whatever. I had my little freestyle today doing or whatever, and I performed it at this car show we did. His son was like, I like this song. I'll never forget that. It was just like warm up my heart. He's like, I like this song. I'm like, okay.
He's going on 11.
11? Shut up.
Yeah, he's going on 11.
He about to be my boyfriend. I'm waiting.
Yeah, he got some little girls on me.
He still got his hair long?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all is a mess. When he was like, back in 2010, he had all of that long hair.
Yeah, I just, you know, man, like, that's my first priority, so, you know. But I had to make sure they straight now. They, you know, want to go in the studio all the time, but stuff I'm making now, they got chill. I tell them, y'all can't really come in. They got to come in on, like, a clean session. I let them come in, but, you know.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Definitely thanks for joining in on the show tonight. I got to get you familiar with my co-host Stormy. Don't feel no type of way. I know you've been on Philly Shine Radio countless times and
yeah,
showed me so much love.
What's up? Gotta meet you.
Yeah, you gotta get with the new hotness. Stormy is my new hotness. Okay, that is.
I believe it.
Yeah, follow her and see it for real. Y'all can definitely understand. I got no lies to tell. Be honest, but see for yourself. That's my son. Definitely see me and stuff. But I'm about to close out the show. I'm going to check out some music. Shout out to the president of my company, G-Stacks, the Wilshire Bully. He definitely do his thing. And we're going to show some love to my boy. You know, I got a little Philly love. And then we're going to close out the show with some Mo Beats, who will be in the building, Club Onyx Philly, July 1st. Showing
yes,
all the breadwinners. Yes, and he'll be in Columbus July 10th doing his thing, representing the fucking good music. So shit, representing for all you breadwinners and you bread makers, you know? But women are breadwinners, guys are bread makers. All right.
Yeah.
Or even vice versa. Hey. I could be a sugar mama one day. But we were going to some music. Definitely shout out to everybody who checked out the show. Tonight it was just so much good. Catching up with everybody, showing love to everybody, and showing extra love to my boy Young Dollar. So, special shout out to you. Shout out to you. You heard me.
Shout out to you, Miss Honest.
Thank you. Another juicy kiss for Stormy. Give it up for me. And thank you, Zeno, for joining on the show. We will be back on Tuesday, the Truth or Dare Tuesday. I'm ready for that. You got some Truth or Dare for Stormy because you got to have to try to prepare them.
Oh, yes. It is going down Tuesday.
Going down on the Tuesday. Shout out to everybody checking out the show. Good night.
Yeah. I go by the name of the Wilshire Bully. Bull Street representative, man. Sometimes, you know, man, you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You still love your hood. You know what I'm saying? You still respect where you come from, but there's certain motherfuckers you just can't deal with. You dig me? Okay, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Cause I would another amount of nothing with niggas in my head. Telling me I need to come around more. And it's true, but some niggas want you to drown, though. They call them crabs in the barrel. My hand on my gun, finger on the trigger. I'ma use it like a tongue. Start licking off shots. With the mind state of a young son of a gun. Or should I say a vet? You fucking with the best. Heavyweighted, underrated. Let me get it on my chest. Some niggas don't want you to blow up.
Let's see you on the ground.
Call your phone.
Come,
where was you at when I was broke with no money and no car, no way to get out when it was sunny? Now my sunny side up and your sunny side shade. It's a shame I was fucking with a goddamn lane.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good? Now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna creep up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Remember that time you used to fight, time you used to laugh, getting money together. Now that's the thing of the past. Now it's funny stands and fake checks. You do the math. Now you gotta cut the grass. Got your homies, ain't your homie no more now. Same dude you grew up with, the same dude trying to slow you down. Shoot you in your back just to teach you a lesson. So keep your enemies close and your hand on your weapon. We used to eat the same food, slept in the same crib, grew up on the same block.
You knew where my mom lived.
You was there when I got shot. Shit, you almost cried. Lost a lot of blood. Shit, I almost died. You was in the hospital screaming, I'm gonna ride.
When in reality, you wasn't even by my side.
I was in a hospital bed and you was fucking my bitch. I can't believe that I considered this a part in the shit.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good? Now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with.
You and Cutie sound like shit right now. You're like brothers. Fuck that, you are brothers. Now fuck that, we used to be like brothers.
We used to hustle on the corner together throughout the summer, discussing all the things that we would do for our mothers,
like get them out the hood
so they can raise our little brothers, so they can live life to the fullest and work wonders. But you changed on me, started acting strange on me, got me looking over my shoulder like you won't bang on me. Felt like if we got locked up, you would put the blame on me. That's a bad feeling when somebody you think is close wanna kill you. Some dudes change,
throwing
them in, and go they separate ways. Settle down, real niggas digging, you know who don't.
Lame.
Yeah, y'all might have grew up together, but they got no shame. And every time you slide through the hood, they doing the same thing.
No progress.
But you wish your homie would change lanes, invest in something positive, but all he knows is one thing.
Stick up, still letting off in broad day.
I just hope it doesn't come across the wrong
we
way.
We came from the same city.